of small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me live in the Rock Room East right now is one of my bestest work buddies. Please welcome Mara Mariotti. How you doing, Mara?
I'm so good. How are you?
I am good. It's Friday, May 22nd. It's 10 a.m. We're doing a mid-morning record.
Mid-morning, yes.
We have a coffee. What's that coffee called? You sent that to me. I forget what it's called.
A Rebel?
It's not
not Red Bull, but Rebel.
Rebel. It's not even a coffee, though.
It's not a coffee. I think it's like Red Bull, but with like flavors added.
Let me see what it's called, because I got that for you at the...
at the Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros. It's called a Double Rainbow. Rainbow Zero Sugar Rebel. Coconut, peach, and strawberry. And then it says, come alive with a Dutch Bro Rebel. All right.
It kind of just tastes like Red Bull.
Red Bull? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I love it.
That's a hard... Any word that ends in L, I can't say very well because I have some Pennsylvania thing with my L's.
What other word?
Okay. You swim in a...
Pool?
Okay. And you don't push, you...
Pull?
Yes. And a stripper dances on a...
Pole?
Yeah. All those words sound the same when I say them, and they sound like
pool,
this.
Pole, pole.
And they sound like this. Puh. Can I just, if it's in the middle of a word like lollipop, I can say, but like this part of your body, what is this? That's your...
Like your shoulder?
Yes. I can't, it comes out like shoulder. I don't know what it, I know. It's just...
I've never noticed that.
Thank you. And now you will, and now you'll make
now
fun
I will.
Of me.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get into this. Today's episode is called Meet Mara. Why? Because you are meeting Mara. Mara, we met when? When did you start at Trader Joe's?
I believe it was August of last year.
August of last year. So yeah. We've known each other almost a year.
Yeah.
And we're able to complete each other's sentences just like that and talk over each other.
It feels like we've known each other forever.
Yeah, I was
for a lifetime.
It does. And I was trying to think, and do you mind saying your age?
I'm 31. I'll be 32 in August.
Ooh, a little bit closer fancy. To my age. You're catching up to me.
I am.
So what I'm trying to think is, I don't remember like the first time that we interacted at work. Like, do you remember
We were in the box.
Okay.
And you were asking me so many personal questions. You had no filter.
No filter. But I do that because I sometimes get a vibe that, oh, this person's open to chatting.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at that time, since you didn't know me, if I was asking personal questions, if you didn't want to answer those, would you have told me? Or are you the kind of person that you're just like, oh, I don't know what to do, I'm trapped?
I would have deflected.
You
would have started asking you questions about yourself instead.
Okay. Well, you certainly didn't do that.
I didn't. I just answered them. Because I was comfy around you.
Oh, okay.
I was like, this old guy's cool.
This old guy's cool. I'll take it. I don't care. And so it was in the box and we were just talking. And then we just got closer and closer, I guess, as the months progressed.
Yes.
There's some people work that when you get there and you look at the log to see who's working that day, and you go down and you're like, oh, that person's there and this person's there. Oh, and Mara's here.
Mm-hmm.
But now, just so people know, Mara and I, if we're working the same shift, even if we're not, even if we have a crossover shift, we conspire.
We do.
Via text so that we can work on the register at the same time.
Every day.
And I don't know if this is boring for people, but look, I'm just going to tell you. You get to choose your register hours. You have to work on register at least 2 or 3 hours a day. And I don't want to be up there with a bunch of scrubs.
Right?
A bunch of scrags.
Yeah, nah.
No, I want to be up there with someone that's fun. And then we can work at the register together and have fun for an hour. And it is fun.
And make people laugh.
And make people laugh and make each other laugh and have fun. So we'll text each other and I'll be like, what time are you working? And I'm like, what time should we work? Register. And then Mara gets there like right at 2 and I get there like 15 minutes before. So
we can get our times that we want.
So we decide which times and then I get there and I immediately mark us on the board. Mm-hmm. And no one's ever said anything. Like no one's ever, because every day I'm writing my name and Mara's name.
We're outing ourselves right now.
But no one ever says anything.
I don't think anyone cares as long as we just do those reg hours.
I don't fucking care at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So that's what, so Mara's definitely one of my besties at work, full stop.
Besties in real life.
Well, look, at work.
Okay. My bad.
What else can we find out about Mara? I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and you're originally Ohio. Yeah. Very close.
I lived in Pennsylvania for a while.
Where did you live?
Outside of Philly. Outside in Westchester.
And what did you do when you were outside of Philly in Westchester?
I worked for M. Night Shyamalan as his gardener, the guy who did, like, what?
Is that, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you.
No, wait a minute.
I did that for 3
years. I've known you for almost a year, and never once have I heard you say the words M, Night, or Shyamalama.
Shyamalama.
Shyamalama. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding
you. How did you get that job?
Literally, it was on Craigslist. No, it was on Indeed, and it was like the most nondescript job.
Did it
listing.
Say, if you can see dead people
no.
and like to garden, please contact.
I wish it did.
That would be great.
And then on like my third interview, she finally told me who it was for, and then I had to like meet him. Because I was working pretty close to the house, their like kitchen garden, so they wanted to make sure I wasn't creepy.
Okay, okay.
And I got the job, and I did that for 3 years.
I gotta be honest with you. This is fascinating to me, because I never knew anything about this. Did he pay well?
No.
Oh.
But he paid for our like lunch breaks at least, which is pretty nice.
So you made an hourly wage?
Yes. I think it was like 16 an hour.
And how many days a week would you do that?
I did it full time.
40 hours a week?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad for like a gardening job. Yeah.
And did he ever have any? Was there ever anything you did that he didn't like?
No.
Like, I don't like that color mulch.
No.
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 So you just kept everything alive and thriving.
I just kept shit alive. I grew food.
You were outside.
I was outside. It was great.
What were your hours?
6 to 2.
It's fantastic.
It was amazing. It was favorite job I've ever had.
And why did you leave that job?
Because we moved to Asheville. Because I just wanted to move to Asheville.
And who's we?
Me and my ex-husband.
Okay, now see, when you say we, I have to paint the picture. I know, it's totally fine.
I don't care.
So you and your ex-husband, it's weird that you would move somewhere with your ex-husband. Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
I mean, it was weird. It was a weird time in life.
So you and your husband at the time moved to Asheville.
Yes.
Okay, and I still want to ask more about this Shyamalan
stuff. Go for it.
How often did you see him?
Not super often. I worked as his assistant's assistant in like the off season, so I'd see him more then.
Oh, so when gardening wasn't happening because of the weather, you still were employed?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It was.
When you met him, did he say, please call me Knight?
Yes.
Because that's what people were supposed to call
him. Yeah.
He goes by Knight.
Yeah.
All right, this is just, I don't even know what to say. Were you starstruck by him at all?
No, not at all. I didn't even know who he was. I had to like Google it, and I was like, "Oh, Sixth Sense, yeah."
And have you seen any of his other movies?
I've seen them. I don't remember them very well.
Yeah,
they're all the same.
They're either really, it'll have to be really good, or it's like,
What was the most recent one I watched? Was Old, I think it was called. Did you see that one? Where the people?
Of course I did. I had to. I got an AARP send you a free ticket when that comes out. You have to go. Yeah, when they went to the island and then they started to age rapidly.
Aging. Yeah. It was freaky.
Yeah, a lot of the employees we work with are aging very quickly.
Yeah, they are not good.
I would like to send a bunch of them to that island today.
Oh my God,
Jesus,
same. What a dream.
What a dream that would be. Hey, guess what? You won 2 tickets to Old Island.
Old Island.
So why did you move? What was the move again? Why did you move to Asheville?
I just wanted to.
You wanted to?
Yeah.
And even though you knew you were leaving this cool job?
Yeah, because I didn't want to move to Pennsylvania. And it was, my ex-husband was in grad school at the time.
Okay.
So that's why we moved there. I didn't want to.
Was he in grad school in Asheville?
No. He graduated grad school in like 2 years, I think.
Okay.
And then we stayed an extra year. And I was like, I'm over this. I want to move to Asheville. Always wanted to move there.
How did you know, and Asheville, for people listening, is in North Carolina. How did you know about Asheville?
My mom visited there when I was like young, and I had never been there. And she was like, I see you living here one day. Like, this is a good place for you.
All right.
And I was like, okay.
And she was right?
A place to be, yeah. I visited it. I loved it. And I just moved there.
Okay. And how long did you and your husband stay in Asheville?
5 years, I think.
5 years. Okay.
We were separated for 2 of those.
Did you have to still cohabitate when you were separated?
Oh, because fuck
of,
no.
Well, I don't know. Some people do that because of it's expensive to live by yourself. So some people just suck it up and go, okay, we'll just...
That, no.
I could never do that either.
It did not end well. I fled that situation.
Oh, okay.
I just lived out of my car for a little bit until I figured it out.
How long was in your car for how long?
For like 2 months.
All the personal questions I asked in the box, I never found out about night. I never found out about living in the car. None of this stuff. So much stuff. So many layers.
I have lore.
It's like it's like we're peeling an onion here.
Oh, I'm an onion.
It's amazing. All right. And then how long have you been in Winston-Salem then?
I think I'm going on 3 years.
All right. Are you sure you're only 32? Because you're giving me like 50 years worth of history here.
I'm only
Are you
32.
Sure?
I'm sure.
All right. Did you go to Young Island and that's why?
I went to Young Island and that's why I look so good. Yes. I got someone at work that I'm not fond of. I was trying to buy beer the other day.
Okay.
And she wouldn't sell it to me without my ID. And I'm like, we work together. This is the workplace.
That's
Are
bullshit.
You fucking kidding me?
I mean,
I had to get a manager come over and be like, hey, can you vouch for me that I'm fucking nearly 32? And she's like, oh, I thought you were like 19.
Okay.
Like, okay, let's calm the fuck down. Get
First
over
of all,
yourself.
Thank you for the compliment. I look 19. And yet, you know I'm not.
Yeah.
You're just being a...
You're just being a B-word.
So anyway, all right. I would never card you.
No.
Never. Like, never. Wouldn't even cross my mind. So Mara brought up the box, and people don't know what that is, so we'll tell you what that is. Mm-hmm. It's the dairy box. So when you go and you buy milk, eggs, yogurts, anything like that, I guess in any grocery store, but in Trader Joe's, we work this, what do we call it? The stock, the back stock from back inside stock,
yeah.
The box.
Yeah.
So it's like a clubhouse in there.
It's the best place to be.
It's the best place to be. And there's other people in there too, because there's like vegetables and there's a whole bunch of
like
stuff in
produce
there.
Produce people.
Produce people. Thank you. I call it vegetables. But produce people come in and they're usually pretty cool people too. Mm-hmm. And we call ourselves, what do we call ourselves in there?
Well, first it was the Box Bitches.
Right.
And now I'm naming it the Box Goths.
The Box Goths. Okay. We were.
T's are hard to pronounce.
For you?
Now I'm noticing it.
For me?
Like the word goths.
Is it hard for you or for me?
For me.
Oh, okay.
Because you've now pointed it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pointed it out.
Yeah. I'll have to edit all this out in post because people can't hear that. They'll be so angry and sad for you.
So angry.
And it's also like a place where like the managers never come in there.
Yes, we get to hang.
So like when you put up the stock, you slide these doors and then you put the stuff up from the back.
Mm-hmm.
So like if we go in there to talk, then you just shut those doors.
Yeah, because
We're talking shit. And then no one can hear us from the front.
Yeah.
Because you have to be careful. Someone could be grabbing and buying an orange juice
and
they can hear
us say,
fuck that shit or something like that.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful.
We do.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all. I guess that's all. I don't know any other work things to say, except the first song I'm going to play today. It's not one of your songs. It's a song that I'm going to play.
Okay.
And that way I can bring up exactly why I ask you to do this show.
I love that.
So they have various playlists that they play in the Trader Joe's, and some suck and some are good. And, you know, and I don't even know who controls the music, but they better step up their game because
they need to.
They used to play a whole bunch of different playlists and I'd be like, oh, this is a cool one today. And then the next day I'd be like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah.
But they've stopped playing like the ones that I think are cool.
Dude, they were playing like Radiohead and shit the other day.
Really?
It was like a gloomy day. I love Radiohead.
But if it's
not in a grocery store.
Not on a gloomy day.
I'm not
day.
Trying to be depressed. Like,
yeah,
why?
No. We don't want that.
No.
So anyway, one day this song came on. I'm going to play it and then we'll talk about it.
Poor old Granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind.
All right, so that song comes on in the store, and you start singing it. Mm-hmm. And I said, wait a minute, you're 31. You don't know that song. You can't know that song. And then you said, yeah, it's The Faces.
Yeah.
And that kind of blew me away because, you know, this is a song from 1973. Mm-hmm. How do you know this? Tell me how you know about, I don't want to say old timey music, but we'll just say classic music.
Yeah.
How do you know about it?
I just grew up with it.
Your parents listen to it?
Mm-hmm.
How old are your parents?
They're older. My dad just turned 70.
Okay.
My mom's 68, I believe.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if that is older. Because like you're 31.
I'm 31.
So when your mom had you.
I can't math.
She's 68. So she had you when she was 37.
Yeah. I feel like that's older.
I think that's when Pilar had Rita. So this is.
Wait, Rita is your oldest.
Youngest. Rita's 21.
Okay.
But then your mom had, you have a younger sister too.
She's 2 years younger than me.
Jeez, Dad, give the mom a break. Stay right? off of her.
Jesus.
What the hell? Give her a break. She needs to calm down. Roll over. Stop it. All right. So, okay, that makes sense then. Like my kids know music that, like my daughter's like always like singing Todd Rundgren and she's 21-year-old doesn't know who Todd Rundgren is, but she does because I would play it.
Yeah.
So there, here we
are. I bet your kids have great taste in music.
They do. And I never like pushed music on them. Like I wouldn't say you have to listen to this. Like I fucking hate the dad that's like has to show their kids Star Wars mm-hmm. when he's fucking
yeah,
two.
That's it.
Like, he's two.
Yeah.
First, he's not going to
remember it.
And Star Wars, it's a slow, it kind of moves slow, guys. And a two-year-old doesn't fucking care about it.
No.
And he's going to be scared.
Yeah, that too.
No, I can't wait to show him Star Wars. Yeah. Show him when he discovers it.
Yeah.
So that's how I was. I would play music in the car, but I wouldn't be like, you gotta listen to the Kinks.
Yeah.
I would just play it and they'd be like, who's this?
That's how my parents were. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they've found their own music and they've introduced me to their music and it's all fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that forcing.
It's not cool. Don't love that.
So today you have picked a playlist mm-hmm. that represents Mara.
So my musical taste is all over the place.
And it should
so
be.
So this one I feel like is like my core.
Okay. And what I did was some of the artists that you picked a song from, I picked a song from that artist.
Oh,
not every single one, but a few because I'm like, oh, I like this song and I like that song from this artist. So that's what we'll do. And you don't have your song list in front of you, do you?
I don't. I can pull it up on my phone.
Yeah, pull it up just so you can call the songs out. Okay. That way I won't have to. It's better if you introduce them and then you can tell me how it's going.
Okay.
Now, before we started this, you said you were nervous. You didn't sound nervous at all.
I feel fine. It feels like, kind of feels like therapy, I'm not going to lie.
I've heard that before.
Really?
Yeah. It's just you and I.
Like sitting across from each other.
Just chatting.
Yeah, just chatting, talking about life.
Yeah. All good.
All good. My therapist is so cool. She's 25.
She's
younger than me.
What does she know at 25 that you don't know at 32?
I feel like she's like fresh out of school. So she's like really good at what she does. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we just chill and like shit talk and kind of like us.
Yeah. Do you vape? Are you vaping in there?
She does let me vape in there.
Are you
I don't
kidding?
Vape anymore, but she but did
she didn't let
me.
You vape? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
She's cool.
I love when I'm joking and then it's actually a true thing.
Right.
Did she let you just smoke crack? She did, but then I don't do it now.
We're going to bedazzle lighters together.
Is that, so you're paying her to do crafts with you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's like art therapy.
Yeah, I get it.
For adults.
Art therapy. I like that.
Yeah. I did used to do art therapy as a kid.
I don't have an artistic gene.
Oh, really?
Like in that way. Like, I can't really draw. I mean, I can't really draw.
I bet you could draw.
Here's the other day. Let me tell you this story.
Okay.
The other day, there's this 12-year-old kid at the register, and she had a cast on her arm. And Kat was waiting on her, and they were talking about the cast. And then I show up, and then I'm asking about the cast. And I just said, hey, if you want me to sign that cast, I will.
What did they say?
They said, yeah, she just did.
Aww.
And Kat goes, yeah, I just signed it. And then Kat said, I drew a smiley face. So Kat drew this smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, oh, I'll draw a face. Now, when I was in high school, I used to draw this face. It's like two eyes, two like oblong eyes, and then an oblong nose, and then two dots in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would do this crazy wild hair and then like a squiggly mouth. Mm-hmm. It was just like a insane crazy face I would do. So I'm drawing that. And then they're all checked out and they walked away. And Kat goes, you drew a penis on that girl's cast. I go, I did not draw a penis on that girl's cast. She goes, exactly, it was a penis. I go, I did not draw a penis on that kid's cast. She's like, it was like just this and then a squiggly pubic hair. I'm like, no, that was not, I'm like, no.
Oh my God, that's so inappropriate.
And then Robbie goes, I didn't though. I didn't do that. And then Robbie goes, what are you guys talking about? And then Kat goes, Pat drew a penis on this kid's cast. I go, first of all, you have to stop saying that out loud. And then I go, here, Robbie. So I drew the face and I showed Robbie. And Robbie goes, that's Squidworth.
Oh.
From SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And I go, thank you. I mean, I didn't draw Squidworth.
He does have a penis nose, though.
You've got to stop saying that.
Sorry. This is like when you made the joke about flipping someone off, and I was like, I thought you were talking about fingering someone. So I started telling everyone that Pat's making fingering jokes.
Yeah,
it was funny when it happened. I can't explain it well.
And these are things that get you fired. How did you get... You've never heard the term flipping someone off?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it was the way that you...
The way I said it?
The way that you asked her.
What did I say? I'm flipping off someone's vagina? Is that what I said?
No. So she hurt her finger and Pat's like, oh, I wonder how you did that. And this woman's a lesbian.
Oh, I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know that?
So I took it. You do know that. So I took it as like...
Is this a customer or is this a coworker?
Coworker.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Do you remember this situation?
I don't remember.
You don't even remember?
Let me tell you. This is
and you were like, no, I meant like flipping her off. And I was like, sure.
With this podcast, once these mics are off and we leave this room, I totally forget what we said.
Okay.
Until someone emails me or texts me and said, oh my God, when Mara said this, it was so funny. And then I'm like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's just my friend, Matt Walsh, who does improv. He's the same way. He goes, once that hour of improv is done, I walk off the stage and people in the lobby would go, oh my God, this was so funny. He's like, I don't know.
You just black out.
You just black out.
Yeah.
But so I vaguely remember that. I can't even remember the person it was.
It was funny.
Oh, I knew who the person was.
Yeah.
We're going to see that person tonight.
We are.
Okay, cool.
She's the best.
Okay. So moving on. Your first song. You want to look at your song list?
Yes.
Go ahead. Say what it is.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Folsom Prison Blues. I queued this up right at the beginning because I love that he introduces himself at the top of the song.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So here we go.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be...
There's that famous picture of Johnny Cash where he's flipping someone off.
Is there? I don't know.
It's on t-shirts all the time. People, it's just like him, like, you've never seen that?
No.
All right.
I'll have to look it up.
You're going to have to Google that.
Google.
So that was live at Folsom Prison. Why do you like that song? What's the deal?
It's a good story. I love a good story, like a song story that you can just follow easily.
Yeah, yeah. I like a story song also.
Yeah. I just love it. I don't know. I listen to it on my birthday every year.
Really?
It's my birthday song. And I ask all my friends on my birthday, I'm like, you all have to listen to this song. So we'll just play it on repeat.
That's
all day long.
The craziest birthday song I've ever heard.
I just love it. I don't know.
All right. I have two birthday songs. One is called Old by Paul Simon. I love it.
That song, yeah.
And then there's a song called Older by Bon Jovi, which I love.
Are these actually your birthday songs?
These are, because the Bon Jovi one says, I'm not old, I'm just older.
Yeah.
And I like that sentiment.
Yeah.
And then the Paul Simon song, it's just funny.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I chose a song. How many live albums from prisons did Johnny Cash make? Because my song...
That's a really good question.
My song is live at San Quentin, and it's a classic Johnny Cash song. This is Ring of Fire.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire.
It would be scary performing in a prison.
Yeah, I fell it's a wild into thing a ring to do.
Yeah. Honorable.
And you think he'd like have gone to prison?
I think he was in jail.
He was
prison.
In jail yeah. for like amphetamines, I think.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Such a good song.
You don't think of the old-timey country singers as doing amphetamines and being in
yeah,
prison.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You think they might be like hard drinking, but yeah. amphetamines, that's a whole different thing.
I think
thing.
He did for hard drinking also.
He went to jail for hard drinking?
For hard drinking. Maybe.
Have you been in jail?
No, I've never been in jail. I okay. have gotten in, not like arrested, mm-hmm. but for weed, just like...
Reprimanded?
I don't know what to call it. Fined? I did get fined. I had to go to court.
Okay.
It wasn't even my weed. I don't even smoke
Were you selling
weed.
It?
No.
What were you doing?
They like raided our dorm room okay. and they found a pipe that All belonged right. to my boyfriend at okay. the time. And they just, since it was on my side of the dorm, I was the one who got in trouble for it.
All right.
I don't even smoke weed.
Right.
Are you kidding me? And then I had to do like volunteer work. I paid a fine and I had to do community service and I worked at a horse farm and it was amazing. Like this is my dream come true. Thank you, court. A horse farm? Like,
yeah,
it was heaven.
That was your penance working
that
at a horse farm.
That was my penance, yeah.
And who owned that? Steven Spielberg? Was that his horse farm? I understand that only directors can employ you.
Yes.
Okay. What was I going to say? I was going to add something to your story. When we do this podcast, my brain is always turning because I want to interject and make funds, but I can't think what it was.
Oh,
maybe I should play that Bon Jovi song now. All right. Your next song is by CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes.
Who's the lead singer? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, man. John Fogerty.
Oh, yes.
John Fogerty. Let me tell you a quick John Fogerty story.
Okay.
This is about 2.5 years ago. I'm at the Hollywood Bowl with my friend Suzanne. She's my concert wife. We'd mm-hmm. go to concerts in LA. And she knew we were seeing The Who.
Okay.
And she knows someone in The Who organization. So we got great seats. We're in a garden box at the Hollywood Bowl.
Nice.
And we're in there and we're ready for the show to start. And the woman in the box next to us, like, reaches her phone over in front of me and she says, "Excuse me. Could you take a picture of me and my family?" I said, "Sure." So I take the phone and I get out of the box and I get in position and I look in the phone and dead center in the phone, John Fogerty.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's John Fogerty's family. That's his wife. His wife just asked me to take their picture.
I would never recognize him. That's so impressive.
He was dressed just like John Fogerty. He had like a flannel shirt on and a bandana around his neck. Like, he wasn't hiding that he was John Fogerty. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a guitar in his lap.
That's so how much. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And like.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Oh.
But I planned on talking to him because I just did a nice thing. Took a bunch of pictures of his family.
Yeah.
So I planned on talking to him when the concert was over, mm-hmm. as they're exiting. But they left like there were like 6 songs left.
Oh, okay.
They left early because he probably doesn't want me to talk to him.
It is all about you.
Because he's John Fogerty. Well, he doesn't want anyone to talk to him, but so that's it. So you have a Creedence Clearwater Revival song. What do you got for me?
Cotton Fields.
Why do you like this song?
It's kind of a story again.
Okay.
It is.
Here we go.
Yeah.
My mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. When them cotton balls get rotten,
such a good song.
What do you think of these headphones?
They're really crisp.
It's really nice, right?
They're really nice.
I think everyone should listen to music through a mixing board and sitting at a table wearing headphones.
It's a vibe.
It definitely is a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's my next thing? What was the last concert you saw?
Billy Strings.
Billy Strings. Look, Every fucking person down here, he's a fucking Billy Strings hat, Billy Strings t-shirt, a drive by somewhere. And what, see, I'm nervous now because.
Why?
Everyone talks about Billy Strings. And I think what I'm going to hear, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to immediately just not want to like it.
Have you not listened to any of his songs?
I don't know anything about Billy Strings.
Okay, I'll send you my favorite Billy Strings song.
All right. And did you listen to the Carly Simon song the other night, No Secrets?
I did. I put the album on when I got home. So good. She's so hot.
It's crazy.
She's so hot.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
Can't even talk about it.
We don't have to. We don't have to.
My wife knows, though.
Yeah.
She's like, I get it.
How can you not? That album cover.
It's ridiculous.
Titties. We all love titties. Don't play like you don't.
Look, I'm trying to keep the show clean.
Sorry. You know I'm bad at that.
I'm not keeping the show clean. All right. Ooh, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna compose myself. So I picked a song.
Okay.
And I just love this song. This might have been, now, when I was young, you bought 45s. You know what a 45 is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a single.
Yeah.
Which now, who's playing a single now? What a hassle. What a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
Put it on, one song, pick the needle up.
Over.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Done. But this is one of the first singles I remember owning, and this is Looking Out My Back Door.
Just got home from Illinois.
A story.
Locked the front door, yes. Got to sit down, take a rest.
Now, you said you listened to the album last night. You have a turntable.
I do, yes.
How long have you had a turntable?
As long as I can remember.
Really?
Well, I guess it was after college. I didn't have it in college.
And do you have a receiver and speed? Do you like have like a component system?
Yeah. My dad got it for me a long
time
ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, I have two turntables currently, but I wish I had the stereo I had in high school because it sounded so good.
Yeah.
Like what I have does not sound, it's fine,
yeah,
but it does not sound like what I had in high school.
You should upgrade.
When I'm at McKay's, this is a store out here that sells everything.
Yeah.
And I'm always looking at the speakers because if I see this, I had these JVC speakers and they are fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever see them, I'm buying them.
Yeah.
And then my wife's going to go like, what are these? I'm going to go, these are the speakers I had in high school. She's like, oh, honey.
You should get them.
She's going to go, oh, honey. no, she would. She'd say, yeah, get whatever makes you happy. What did she tell me on the phone last night? Currently, Pilar. Everyone knows who she is. She was on the show on this
Such
week's episode.
Sweetie pie.
Yes, she's 100% a sweetie pie and tolerates all my nonsense, and she's hot.
She's so hot.
So you know all those things. But I was talking. She's in LA this week with UNCSA students. She's chaperoning the field trip.
Oh, I didn't know that was what she was doing.
Yeah,
I thought
that's
she
where
was
she's
visiting.
And then she's the field trip stuff ended yesterday, and now the next 4 days she's going to visit with friends and stuff. But last night on the phone, I had to tell her. You know, I didn't have to tell. I texted her. I said, just so you know, I called out of work today to go see Journey. But then I had to tell her the story last night of, you know, when I called out, I didn't have the tickets yet, but blah, blah, blah. And she's like, that's okay. I'm used to it. You always do whatever you want. I go, I don't do whatever I want. She's like, name one thing that you don't do that you want to do. And I go,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Life is short.
Fair. I agree. And that's why some of the older people that we work with.
Those fuck faces.
I feel like they have 1 foot in the grave.
Yes.
Maybe 2 feet.
Well, it's like, what are they even living for?
I don't even know what they're doing. Like they don't seem to have any joy, any fun.
So gloomy. Mm-hmm.
And they don't like, I'm telling you, these people do not like any shenanigans or any nonsense.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. If there's not shenanigans and nonsense, then
I
don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there.
Me neither.
So was that your foot?
Oh, are we foot touching?
No.
Oh.
I would hope not. Because how long would your legs be? Could we even? I don't even think we could foot touch from this distance. All of a sudden, I was like,
creepy.
Is it the chair?
It's the chair.
Also, your foot is very hard. It feels like ugh. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, like, I don't know what those people do when they go home.
Probably nothing. They just probably literally lay on the couch and watch TV.
They grimace in the car the whole way home.
Yeah.
In silence.
They hate their lives.
They hate it.
Which it's like, I get it. I don't like work either.
No one likes to actually
work. But make it fun.
Make it fun.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. Exactly.
Figure the fuck out.
That, like, if I wasn't having fun at work, at any job, this is at any job.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do
it. Go somewhere else.
So.
But those people wouldn't be happy anywhere.
Anywhere. Those people would not be happy anywhere.
It's just the type of person they are. Yeah.
So. All right. I'm glad we're on the same page. And again,
absolutely,
that's another reason why.
Always.
That's another reason why I get along. And that's another reason why I find. And look, it sounds stupid when I say this. I don't like old people. Because for the most part.
Who does?
I mean, look. It's just not. I don't
They're
think.
They're not fun.
And look, there's things that tell me that I'm 62. There's definitely things that tell me that I go, oh yeah, that's something that happens when you're 62.
You're like 50 in my head. I feel like you're invincible. We went rock climbing and this motherfucker killed it, like better than the rest of us.
Not better than the rest. No,
I think Jonathan was the best.
Jonathan was the best,
but you were runner up.
I don't know about that, but you're very kind. I wasn't fishing for compliments.
I know.
But thank you.
Yeah.
And we have to go again.
We do have to go again. That was fun.
All right. JJ Cale, tell me about it.
Call me the Breeze. I don't know anything about JJ Cale. I'm not going to lie.
You just discovered this song?
I just discovered this song.
Do you have other JJ Cale songs you like, or is it just the one?
What else does he?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. I know the name. Like, I'm like, oh, I've heard that name.
I don't know anything about him.
All right.
The service is poor in here, so I can't even check.
Really? I'm fine.
Well, I'm not.
Okay. Call me the Breeze.
Call
Ready?
Call me the Breeze, yes.
You call me the Breeze. I keep blowing and blowing. You call me the Breeze. I keep blowing and blowing.
Just a happy song.
That is a happy song. Agree. You're not working today. You do not work today.
Oh, fuck no.
Today's your day
off.
Thank
God. Today's my day off and I'm so busy and I'm like, I don't even get to enjoy it. And then
what are you going to do today? You made time for this.
I did make time for this because we needed to do this.
And we've been planning it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's one of my best friend's birthdays was yesterday. So we're going to have a day together. And then.
Is that Nina?
No, this is Brandon.
Okay, I
don't
know
think
Brandon.
You've met Brandon.
I do not know Brandon.
Brandon's great. You would
tell
love
him
it.
I said, let's go, Brandon.
Okay. Do it up, Brandon. Do it up.
How old's Brandon turning?
He's 37, I think.
37. Oh, he's
almost, getting up there.
Boy, oh boy.
Right?
So close to 40.
But he also is very youthful for his age. Like you would think he's 30. He's aged
fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah.
I would probably card him if he tried to buy.
You
wine.
Probably would. Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing that with Brandon. What are you guys going to do?
I think we're going to go thrifting and then to get cheesecake.
Okay.
I had cheesecakes by Alex.
Yes. Yeah, famous in town.
And we'll probably just hang out.
Okay.
Maybe I'll drink a little. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll smoke a little.
Okay.
We'll just get loose.
And then how long does that last? How many hours does that? When are you meeting?
After this, we're going to meet.
Right after this?
Yeah.
And then
I'm
going to
go home and change because I look like a hobo right now. I'm
you
in
have
my
a Dead & Company shirt
and camo sweatpants.
Yeah,
yeah,
and a headband in your era, some type of a head dressing.
Yeah,
I call it a head dressing.
A head dressing.
So that's gonna last for a long time.
That'll be a couple hours,
and then what?
And then
take the dog for a walk. Okay,
as long as it's not raining.
Right, it is raining today.
It is raining today. Very gloomy day. And then I'm gonna go see a work friend.
Okay, work friend. Okay,
but
cool.
Like my bestie.
Yeah.
And then come here in the evening for Rocky Horror Night.
Yes, we're going to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show here tonight.
At 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, because I work 2 to 10, and then a bunch of us are going to bust. The people that are working, we're going to come right here.
Yes.
And there's a few of us that aren't working, and they're going to come here.
That is youth. See, you make, 10:30, starting a movie at 10:30 with your friend. Like, we go out afterwards.
That's nothing to me.
I know, and that's amazing.
I would do this all the time in Los Angeles. Like
really?
After work, we would go out and do stuff. That's why,
party up.
Here, I'm like, what are we going to do? Well, let's go do something.
Yeah.
And then at first when I would say that, people were like, you tonight?
Yeah.
It'd be like that, tonight after work? I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. And one of my friends at work, Michael Johnson, like he thinks it's insane that to do anything after 8:30. He calls me Marilyn Manson. He's like, what, 10:30 watching a movie? What are you, Marilyn Manson? Now, granted, I do not work tomorrow, which is
great.
Oh,
really? That's nice.
So I might just...
I'll miss you.
I might
wait, is tomorrow...
Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Yeah, and then I'm there Sunday.
You can just be lazy tomorrow.
I'm just going to crash.
Yeah.
Probably do nothing. I always say that. Then you do a bunch of shit.
What kind of shit will you do?
There's always a lot of podcast post-production and uploading the episode. Mm-hmm. There's things like that. You know, if the house gets messy tonight, I'll clean that up.
Valid.
Pilar comes home next week. So there's the drains in our, this is boring.
So interesting.
So boring.
Tell me about your drains.
We have two sinks in our primary bathroom off our bedroom.
Okay.
And they're slow draining. So I want to take off the underneath, what do you call the pipe?
It's
like
pipe.
And I need to clean. I want to clean that out.
That's a lot of effort.
So that's something I might do. And when I do this, I'm just blasting music all day long.
As you should be.
Yeah, I read a.
What kind of music are you going to blast tomorrow?
It's so funny since I just saw Sting and I just saw Journey. Now I'm kind of back into their music, so I might play The Police.
Okay.
You know, and just crank it up. But who knows? I might watch a movie. Maybe I'll go to a movie. Who knows?
Go to a movie.
Got a whole day off.
You have the whole day off to yourself.
Yeah. I love like having yesterday I had off, then today I work, then I have off, then Sunday I work, then I have off Monday and Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm going to be so bored without you.
I'm going to try to, this is so boring. Hey, schedule talk on Rock Solid. I'm going to try to pick up
a shift
on Monday.
Okay, I was going to say, I just posted one up on Tuesday if you want it, 2 to 7.
Monday is a holiday, and we make, for people that don't know, on Sundays and holidays at Trader Joe's, they pay us an additional $10 an hour.
We get that for Memorial Day?
Yes, we do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
Hell yeah.
All right, back to music.
Okay, back to music.
The Allman Brothers.
Yes.
From the album Eat a Peach, I remember that... Is that a sexual reference?
Is it?
I don't know.
I would hope so.
Let me look it up. Would tell me, I'm gonna Google. What does eat a peach mean?
It means eat a pussy.
It is. Eat a peach usually refers to performing oral sex, and then. Parentheses, cunnilingus. That's what it's. That's what the AI overview is telling me. You know what's funny? At a very early age, I feel like I knew what eat a peach meant, even though if I didn't quite know what it meant, I knew like that's
you could put it together.
That's something. All right, so this song is "Ain't Wasting Time No More." So that song is the B-side to this song, which I'm going to play, also from Eat a Peach. This is Melissa. Rock in peace, Greg Allman. Dead.
Yeah, dead.
So how many vinyl albums do you think you own?
Not that many. Probably like 30.
So that's a good, that would be a good gift for you for your birthday.
That would be a great gift.
A vinyl
and
album.
All of mine I've stolen from my parents. They have like hundreds.
So they don't even know when you take one.
They don't know. I tried to steal Eat a Peach and my dad caught me and it's like one of his favorite albums. And it's one of my favorite albums. And I was like, I have to have, why didn't I just buy one on my own? I don't know. I did end up sneaking it out though. And he has no idea.
So you do have it right now.
I do have it right now.
All right.
Yeah.
You snuck a peach.
I snuck a peach.
This next one, I don't know about this band. I don't know about these guys.
I think this is the only song on here that's not from the 70s, I want to say.
I feel like this might,
well, minus a couple of older ones.
I feel like
ones.
This might be a MAGA band now.
Do you? Yeah.
Maybe. I feel like it.
Yeah, they give those vibes. Okay. Should we just skip it? Let's just skip it.
You want to skip it?
Let's skip it.
And
yeah,
people won't even know what it was. You don't care if we skip it?
Nope.
All right. Let's move on. This next song's fantastic. I love this song.
Yes.
Set it up for us.
Can't you see? Marshall Tucker Band.
It's actually the Marshall Tucker
the
Band.
The Marshall Tucker
the
Band.
The Marshall Tucker. Is it also the Allman Brothers Band? No.
It's no, a, just Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers. Yeah. They don't need that. The.
They don't need the the.
Can't you see? This is such a great song. Like your next couple are like, I mean, I've liked everything so far. Thank you for
it's
skipping
okay
that
if you
one.
Didn't.
And, I but love I would tell you if I didn't.
I love that we're not telling people the one that we're skipping.
I do too.
They're going to die to know.
Yeah.
Guess. Get back to Pat with your guesses.
Yeah.
You can just, we give a hint?
I think.
Bama. Football game.
Okay. That's fine.
That was too much.
It might have been too much.
That was too much.
It's okay. Okay. Guess the song then.
Guess the song.
No hints.
No hints.
What am I doing? Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Gonna take a freight train down at the station now. I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. A jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see?
So for my friends who also do podcasts, music podcasts, there's quite a few of you out there. I want to just give you a little tip as to what I do after I have gotten some free tickets. Mm-hmm. So last night, Greensboro Coliseum, I had never been to that venue before. It's the first time I got free tickets. Everything was great. So this morning I send an email to the gentleman I dealt with, Andrew, and I said, Andrew, big thank you for last night. We made it on time and the seats were amazing. This was my first time in your venue and it was spectacular. Every staff member I talked to was just the best. They were all helpful and just lovely. I look forward to future events. Thanks again for all your help.
That's sweet.
And so now Andrew emails me back. He says, hi, thanks for the kind words and glad you enjoyed it. Hopefully next time we get approvals more than 3 hours before showtime and then laugh out loud. So now I'm in.
Now you're in.
Now I'm in.
Oh my God.
So that's just, it's so
that's
easy.
That's exciting.
It's so easy to just that extra email of a thank you keeps you in their good graces. So
always write a thank you note.
Always write a thank you note. You do not have to write me a thank you note about this because you brought donuts.
Okay.
But
I should write you a thank you note about this.
That's what I mean, but you don't have to because you brought donuts. Depending on how you do today, you could be back.
Okay.
I gotta tell you.
What?
My listeners loved Kat Rollins.
I feel like I can't live up to Kat Rollins.
Yeah, it's not a competition. You're two completely different people.
Everything's a competition.
You're two completely different people.
We are very different.
Kat is very focused. And so when she came in here, she was ready to go. Mm-hmm. It was like, when I asked her to be on the show, she was like ready like 2 days later. She's like, okay, here's the songs. And it was like amazing. And we had a blast.
Yeah.
So, and I'm having a blast here. I don't invite anyone in this room if we're not going to have a blast.
Okay.
So it's all good.
That's good.
All right. Pure Prairie League.
PPL.
No one says that.
No PLPs.
No, oh, that's, well, we're the PLPs.
We're the PLPs.
We're the, okay. So crazy. People are going to think we're such nerds.
We are nerds.
We, when we leave the night shift at night and we clock out, we clock, what do? When we clock out?
Clock out and walk out,
clock,
baby.
Clock out and walk out. And or you clock in and walk in. But clock when we clock out and walk out, we get to the parking lot and we just start going, POP.
Parking lot pals.
Parking lot pals.
That POP. Is so nerdy.
It's so stupid.
It's stupid. Who came up with it? Probably you.
I don't even know. I think I said we're the parking lot pals. And maybe Megan maybe said we're the PLPs. But it started because we would, sometimes we would, a couple times, not sometimes, it sounds like we do it all the time.
Yeah.
A couple times we drank in the parking lot after work. Like we would bring booze out
from
the store and drink.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest, one night, and I can't say who it is, but how do I want to say this? We're out there drinking and I'll just say blanket statement. Some of the managers were leaving while we're out drinking. See, they don't care at all.
Yeah.
They didn't give a shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he didn't say a thing. He didn't say, like, guys, maybe this isn't a good idea or anything. Just like, you know, waved, see ya.
Rebels.
I know. All right. This is a song everyone knows, I believe. Mm-hmm. And my sister's name is Amy. So let's play
this.
Does
she spell it A-M-I-E?
She doesn't. I mean, I don't know anyone that spells it.
A-M-I-E.
A-M-I-E.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just like.
It's quirky.
It's quirky. Cute. Yeah, she spells it A-M-E-E.
No, she doesn't.
No, of course. It'd be stupid. A-M-Y.
Aim.
Aim. What's up, Aim?
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
How many people do you think that's the Eagles? It's got an
Eagle, think a lot?
It's got an Eagles vibe to it.
Yeah.
I can imagine some dunce saying.
Is that someone mowing outside?
Someone's mowing.
What a fucker.
Don't they know we're recording?
We're recording a podcast.
We're creating content for people around the world. And you bring out your
fucking mower.
Mower,
sounds
leaf
like a
blower.
Weed whacker. Oh, weed, leaf
it's
blower.
A weed whacker.
It is weed whacker.
Weed whacker. Now, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
If I look up weed whacker, is that a sex act? I'm not going to look it up.
Look it up.
It's right next to
Urban Dictionary.
You want me to?
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm.
This is so stupid. Can you hear me typing?
Yes.
Whacker. Okay, I got it. In slang, a weed whacker is a colloquial
thank you got you. This
colloquial term for the cannabis drug.
Oh,
referencing
lame.
Its ability to whack your mind or alter your state of consciousness. So a weed whacker is a drug reference. So eat a peach, sex, weed whacker, drugs.
Got it.
And you got to bring the drugs.
Drugs.
All right. Moving on. Okay. This next song. This is fantastic.
This is such a good...
It's a story song.
She was 13 when she sang this.
Tanya Tucker was 13?
She was 13 when she sang this song. Tanya Tucker?
Tanya. T.T. Get in here.
T.T.
Get in here.
It's such a good song.
Eat your vittles. Tanya Tucker has had a crazy life.
Really? Tell me about it.
I think she's whacked some weeds. I think
she's eaten a peach.
I think she's had a crazy, crazy life. But is she still with us? I'm pretty sure she is. Okay, let me look it up. I'm typing hard on purpose. Listen. All right, Tanya Tucker. Oh, man, I thought she was way older than this.
Wait, the song was in 72, yeah. I think.
She's 67, and I swear okay. I thought she was going to be like 78.
Yeah.
But she's still with us. October 10th, 1958 was when Jesus brought Tanya Tucker down from heaven to
Thank
us.
God, he did.
Another story song.
I can't think of what word. Just play the damn song.
Okay. She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby.
All right, that's creepy right there. She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby.
As 13-year-old Tanya sings this?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's very strange. All right.
My dad would call me baby when I'm 41.
What do I call my kids? I lean on honey or sweetie.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
The love.
Baby, though. I don't know. Baby
Baby's kind of creepy. Baby I don't seems like it.
More... I don't know. I don't know why that seems creepy to me, creepy. But it does.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay.
The song's Delta Dawn, by the way.
All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy. Cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand. Looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days, they called her Delta Dawn.
Here's some facts about...
Oh, let's go. Facts. What the fuck? Isn't that so loud? Like, it sounds like it's coming from the headphones.
It does. Oftentimes, I talk about something loud happening outside, and then the listeners text me, and they go, we couldn't hear it at all.
Yeah.
But I still think it's fun to complain about it. Jesus Christ, are they mowing right here in the room?
He's literally right there.
It's my guy. It's my gardener. What are they doing it when it's raining?
You have a gardener?
It's raining.
I will be your gardener.
I'm not getting a mower for this. Hey, shut the fuck up out there. Trying to fucking record in here. Play some goddamn Delta Dawn. Yeah, you. Just walked right by the window. He'll be done soon. We're still going to just keep recording.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Little.
Fun facts.
Some fun facts about this song. Her version was released in 1972, and it was a top two country music hit.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, Helen Reddy releases her version. You don't know Helen Reddy?
I don't think so.
Her version goes to number one.
Oh.
It's weird, though.
I know.
Why doesn't he just pound on the door?
The vibe.
Fucking whacking weeds.
Should we go? Do you want me to go take him out?
It's getting further
away.
You
got that creepy garage. We can just put the body in there.
Then we can start up the chainsaw and cut his limbs off.
I would love that.
All right. So this is Helen Reddy's version. And Pilar loves this song, by the way. She loves Delta Dawn. This fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, me too.
It's good for shits and giggles.
I feel like they'll be able to hear it through
That's
this.
That's okay. It'll be fun then.
Yeah.
Can't believe he walked right by the window.
You walked right by the window.
What if I just would have pounded?
I think it's hilarious that it's your gardener and us bitching about it.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be weird if there was someone else's gardener in my yard?
Well, I couldn't tell if that was your neighbor's
yard back there.
I now see that it's yours.
Yeah, we're not sure what we're going to do back there. That's a lot of yard back there to do something.
That is a lot of yard. You could get a dog.
Pilar keeps thinking we'll build an ADU out there sometime.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, why not?
You could expand this also, your little
I think this
recording
is as big
shed.
As, I think this is as big as we need.
Okay.
This is perfect. My bad. Delta Dawn, the number one hit version by Helen Reddy. Let's see if you like this one.
Yeah.
And her daddy still calls her baby.
Your face is hysterical. You're immediately like,
No.
Okay, let me back it up a bit.
Okay.
Delta dog.
Oh.
What's that
flower? Oh, gospel vibes.
Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby.
It's the same version you just poo-pooed. Now you like it?
I don't know. It's too gospel-y for me.
Say she's crazy.
Which one does Pilar like better?
With her suitcase and her
this is probably the one she was familiar with.
Okay.
Looking for a mysterious dark-haired man.
Yeah, I identify with it.
Okay.
In her younger days, they called her Delta Dawn.
Then we've heard enough.
Now he's mowing.
Oh, now he's mowing.
That little fucker.
What's he going to do next? Fireworks?
Probably. Yeah, I don't like that version as much.
It's fair.
Tanya's like chiller. That was like jazzy gospel.
That was. You're right.
I just made eye contact with him.
Do you want me to pull the thing?
No. It's kind of funny. If you want to pull the... Well, I'm the one looking out.
Yeah, so it does not bother me.
Wait, pull the thing. Pull the thing. If you can reach it. Okay, don't pull the thing.
I can stand up.
Are you sure?
I think so.
You're just so old.
Oh, did you hear my back crack? Oh, my spine. Oh, I think I'm disc on disc now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my C6 and C5 are touching. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's... I don't know. Those are my discs. How long is it going to be? It's not that much yard.
It's not that much yard. You should be done any second now.
All right, so you have a Dead & Company t-shirt on.
I do.
How many times have you seen Dead & Company?
Twice.
With John Mayer?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guitar player. He's a little douchey, though.
He's so fucking douchey. He's, I don't know. But they were great. I saw them the last, I think this one's from the last tour.
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia, I believe it was.
And now Bob Weir's not with us.
No, I know.
So are they going to continue doing it?
I don't think so.
I mean, at some point...
It was the last tour, and it was supposed to be done, and then they ended up performing in Vegas after that, okay. I think. Maybe that's wrong.
Maybe at the Sphere. No, I think they performed
at
the Sphere.
Did,
yeah,
right? And I think that was the end.
And did you get your love of the Grateful Dead from your parents?
Yes.
Did they get
My
to
mom.
See Jerry?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Now, look, I highly respect the Grateful Dead. I have, like, on my CD shelf, I think I have, like, a two-disc best of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not deep, deep, deep into it. I would be lying if I said I was.
But you enjoy it.
I enjoy the songs that I like.
What is your favorite song?
By the Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
It's probably something.
Or just something that you like.
It's just probably.
Don't
it's,
say Casey
it's,
Jones.
No, it would be the... Oh, what's the devil?
Sing
what is
it.
The devil, what's it called? I have to look it up.
Okay.
Please let me look it up. Hold on.
Typing.
Friend of the Devil.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one. But like, it's not a deep, I don't go deep cut. Like, it's going to be well-known stuff, like a puss. But this one, I don't know. Brown Eyed Woman, live at Barton Hall. Cornell University
women,
from 1977.
Women.
Brown-eyed women.
Women.
My wife's a brown-eyed woman.
Is she?
Yeah.
Aw.
You're not.
I'm not. I'm a blue-eyed baby.
This song's not for you. Don't call yourself baby. It's creepy. Okay. So this was released in 2017, but it's from a 1977 concert. Why did you choose this specific live version?
It was really hard for me to pick one Grateful Dead song to put on here.
Okay.
It's just one of the ones that I grew up with, this specific version.
Okay.
Not well, grew up with. No, because this was 2017.
That's when
this one
was released, but it was recorded in 77.
So, I don't know which version I grew up with. All right. I don't know. I just like it.
Does your mom have brown eyes?
No, she has blue eyes.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Brown.
Jones, won't you come to me? looks like the old man getting old. Then we want to step to the bar, drink to the dream.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're here with Mara Mariotti from the Mariotti Crime Family. She's playing some of her favorite tunes.
My dad had a printing company, Mariotti Printing Company. Mm-hmm. So we're just not crime family.
You didn't launder money through that printing company?
I don't know.
I think
Can't
you did.
Say.
I think you did. So this next band you're going to play?
Doobie Brothers?
Yes. I have a request put in for free Doobie Brothers tickets.
You do?
Would you want to go to that with
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
They're opening for Santana.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
Let me look it up. Hold on. Let me type.
Let me type again.
Right. I'm going to tell you all. I'm going to tell you the whole thing. Tell you everything about it. I'm going to tell you the date.
Please do.
Tell you when it is. I'm going to tell you the venue. Is it coming up soon? It's July 8th.
Okay.
I don't know what day of the week that is.
Soon.
It's at the Truliant Amphitheater.
Is that in Greensboro?
I think that's just where we saw Sting. It's yeah, that's where we just saw Sting.
Okay.
So
is it a good venue?
It's like an outdoor shed. Mm, like if you're in the good seats,
that.
You're covered.
Okay.
And then there's you know
like
lawn and everything.
Space, yeah.
So yeah. So given that I got Sting tickets, I mean, what's more of a draw, Sting or Doobie Brothers Santana? I don't know. It seems like the same
I'm not a
people.
Big Santana fan is the only thing.
Okay.
So it might be no, a look. Waste.
No, no, no. Because when I said Santana and you said, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that meant that you were a big Santana fan.
No. I'm not, like surprised that they're
I'm
opening
not either.
For Santana.
I'm not either. So this is great for us.
Okay.
We can go see Doobie Brothers, watch three Santana songs.
And peace out.
And get out of there. Okay. No traffic, right home.
That's a good idea.
That's great. Now I'm going to look up. I'm gonna see when I'm gonna see what day of the week that is. I said it was July 8th, right?
Yeah.
A Wednesday.
Okay, beautiful. We'll yeah. request off if you get the tickets, great. If not, that's okay.
Yeah, perfect. July 8th. Okay.
Am I in town that day? I am. I am.
All right. All right. It's a date. If I get them.
If
let's
you get
hope.
Them. Fingers crossed.
It's so weird because sometimes there's tickets where I'm like, I'm definitely going to get these. And then I don't get them. Mm-hmm. And then there's sometimes I'll be like, there's no way I'll get these. And then I get them. So,
like yesterday.
Like yesterday. And with Sting. I never thought I was going to get Sting
yeah,
tickets.
Yeah, that's very cool.
All right. Doobie Brothers. Who doesn't like them? Oh, and they're touring with Michael McDonald again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like, it's going to be great. This is Listen to the Music. And that's what we'll be doing on July 8th. At the Truliant Amphitheater. Here we go. Don't you feel it growing? That blew me out of my bucket seats.
Coming in hot. Song.
Yeah, I mean, the Doobie Brothers, they're going to come out and they're going to play hit after hit after hit
it's
after hit.
It's going to be amazing.
And then they're going to go, follow that, Santana.
Yeah, right?
Bitches.
Bitches.
I picked a Doobie Brothers song. This is from their first album, and I just like this song. It's called Nobody.
The risk of a sudden loss. You got no mama to bear your cross beside you. The midnight angels shine the wings, and time begins just to build a wall all around you.
So if you want to know where to find Mara, you'll have to come to Trader Joe's in Winston because she is not on social media.
I am not on social
media. Nothing. You have none of it.
No.
Did you ever?
Yes.
And then you got off of it because it was just too stressful.
It's so stressful. My sister does have for her like yoga, Reiki, whatever. She has an account that I can like, if someone sends me something from Instagram, sometimes I'll log into hers and like watch it.
And this is your younger sister, Mia.
My younger sister,
who
Mia.
I met.
Yes.
And I had a chance to hang out and then I couldn't make it.
She's also a sweetie pie.
When's she coming back to visit?
June. She's coming for Pride. So June like 10th to the 14th or something.
And she's just a little itty bitty thing.
She's a little
tiny.
Petite baby.
You put her right in your pocket.
He could put her in my pocket.
Right here, she's right on my shoulder.
She's so
cute. Oh, she climbed in my ear. She's tickling
so
me.
Cute. Hopefully you can hang out with her this. Are you going to go to Pride? You should request off and come with us.
People were talking about it the other day. So, I mean,
I wonder how many people requested off. I'm calling out if they schedule me, though.
Is that a gay event?
Are you joking?
Just, I mean, it's...
No,
seems...
seriously, are you joking or being serious?
I'm joking.
Okay. I couldn't tell.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
This is one of my gifts, though. Not that time, because I feel like that was totally a joke. You should have known that was a joke. But I can say stuff... at work that is 100% not true.
I wish I could think of something.
And then people will go, really? And I'll go, no.
You do that all the time, but not to me.
Not to you because...
Never to me.
Because I feel like it might give you anxiety if I did that all the time.
Everything gives me anxiety.
So not on social media. So unfortunately...
No one can see what my face looks like. Hey, no.
Well, you will actually have to send me a picture of yourself.
Oh, God.
And that will go on my hosting site. Like it'll say like host and producer, Pat Francis, it has my picture. And then it'll say guest co-host, Mara Mariotti. Yes, Mara Mariotti.
Beautiful.
So are you having enough fun that you would come do this again?
Yeah, I would do this again.
All right.
If the people like it. I just feel like I'm so boring.
That's what's fun. I said, yeah, you are. No, I've had people on before and that's what they say. They're like, when we're done, they're like, ugh. No one's going to listen to that.
Yeah.
You're fun.
Even if the people don't like it, I'm having a good time. I'm happy fun. To be here.
Again, I just like this show. When people listen to this show, because I don't edit. I'm not editing anything. Mm-hmm. The way we record it is the way it goes out. And I just want it as if someone was sitting on the couch right here, just sitting in with listening. Us and listening along.
Yeah.
We're just
I should bring a friend next time.
We're just having a conversation and just...
We should
chatting.
Just invite people from work just to hang out while we do that. No, that would get rowdy.
Then you have to like rein people in and then it can get out of control pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like if you have more than one person on the mic, it's, you know.
Yeah, no, I could see that. That was a bad idea. Fuck me.
So stupid.
So
fucking stupid, Mara.
Terrible idea.
How was Mara today on the podcast? Because she fucking goddamn drove me fucking nuts with stupidity. Bringing donuts.
Fucking donuts and Dutch Bros.
Now, this next song was released.
50s.
No, 1964. It was released the year I was born.
Oh my God.
62 years ago.
He died in Winston-Salem.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, yesterday?
No. Like in.
How'd he die? Murder.
I'm sure he was sick.
Okay. Well, everyone eventually.
Everyone gets sick and not, I mean, some people just die.
How would you want to go? Do you want to just like go to sleep one night and not wake up?
Yeah.
Like people go, you go to, I never want to die.
Well, I don't ever want to die either.
Well, I don't want it to be in a, like a car crash.
Oh God, no.
Plane crash.
Any kind of crash.
I don't want to get some crazy debilitating disease where...
You die in a hospital.
Or that someone has to wipe my ass and do all the stuff
kill
for
me.
Please. Yeah, me too. Like if you're like, oh, you're diagnosed with this. Okay. Well, then I'm going to go in the garage and start the
off
car.
Off myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
There's no good way to die. I mean, in your sleep is ideal.
I get you. Look, if we're being serious, like if you have to go, I mean, it's going to be sad for, I think of the kids because I'm like.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be super sad when their parents pass. I guess if you were going to go in for surgery.
and just die during surgery.
Yeah, you're out. You're
but
under.
Then I know, but then it's like scary going into it because you have to be like, oh, I'm going into surgery. This is terrifying. Whereas if you just die in your sleep, you have no idea.
I guess there's no good way.
There's no good way to die. Dying sucks.
Let me ask you this question. We were talking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. You have to lose one of these three
senses.
Like, senses. Thank you.
Okay.
Hearing, sight, or speech. Which one do you give up?
Oh my God, that's so hard.
It's kind of not for me.
Okay, let me think real quick. Hearing, sight, not sight.
That's terrifying. Thank you. Probably not sight.
I can't decide. This is so hard.
Well, see, the conversation came up, it was just between hearing and sight. And I'm like, oh, that's a no-brainer, sight. And they're like, you never want to listen to music again? I go, look, I can still see people. I can still watch a movie. I can still communicate. I can still drive. I can still work.
Yeah, probably hearing. You're right. Yeah.
If you, sight is just.
That would suck. I can't imagine
just,
blind people.
Like, just being around your house.
That fucking sucks.
You
just be running into everything. Like.
They're like, you could still enjoy music. I'm like, yeah, but I wouldn't know how to turn it on. I wouldn't be able to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to, if I was streaming music, I couldn't find the song.
Yeah, no.
I closed my eyes and acted that out, by the way. For me, between those three, I'd give up speech.
Speech.
Talking. I would give up talking, even though I do this and I love
you
talking.
You love talking.
I know, but.
You're so funny.
Thank you.
If you had a superpower, what would you choose?
Invisibility.
Same. Or reading people's minds, but I feel like that could be a curse as well.
Yeah, invisibility is the greatest.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because you could kill people.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Because you're just invisible.
Baddie.
Go into their house, kill them.
That's a great idea.
Sneak into concerts.
Oh, yeah.
How was that show? I was on stage. You just keep pushing the guitar player the whole show.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Or just keep hitting a cymbal. And the guy's like, what?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I like a little bit of chaos. And I feel like an invisible person could really cause some chaos.
You love chaos.
So, all right. So this song from 62 years ago, Doc Watson. This feels like you had to discover this song from your parents again.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This is called Sitting on Top of the World.
It was in the spring, one sunny day. My sweetheart left me.
I feel that's all in the left channel right now. I don't hear much in the right yet.
Are you losing your hearing?
Huh?
Are you losing your hearing?
What?
On top of the world.
Let's see if anything comes in the right channel.
She called me up.
Not really.
From down in El Paso. She said, come back, Daddy. Who needs you so? And now she's gone. And I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah. Again, it's a story.
I think that's your go-to story songs.
My pattern. That's the word I was looking for earlier when I was like, da-da-da, pattern.
Da-da-da, pattern.
Da-da-da.
Now, this next band, I think this is the one on your whole entire list that I've never heard of. Lavender Country.
This is one I discovered in my adult life.
But it's still an old song and an old band. This is from 73.
They're the first like queer country band that's known.
So, yeah, and I looked up a picture of this band, and they look cool.
They looked cool.
And Lavender Country.
They have a song called Crying These Cocksucking Tears, which is also really good, but I thought I should just
that
stick
did
with
not
this,
get so. A lot of AM radio play back in the day. It's just FCC did not want that one.
They didn't.
Crying These Cocksucking Tears.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's up. Not, we're listening to Lavender
I'm
Country.
I'm going to look up cocksucking.
Lavender.
I think that might be a euphemism. All right. So we're going to listen to, now this is the band is Lavender Country. The album's called Lavender Country, mm-hmm. and the song is called Lavender Country.
Yeah.
This happens a lot. Like, Bad Company mm-hmm. has an album called Bad Company.
And a song called Bad Company. Yeah.
And Iron Maiden has a song called Iron Maiden and an album called Iron Maiden.
Do they really?
They do.
I didn't know that. I'll have
well,
to look it
they
up.
They do. Okay. So I'm going to click play. on Lavender Country. Then you only have one more song, and then we're out of here. Easy peasy. Easy peasy.
And left with holes in your weary sexist roles. Time to trade them old PJs for a Goodwill negligee. Y'all come out, my dears, to Lavender Country. Y'all come out and make yourselves to home. It don't matter here who you love or what you wear, 'cause we don't care who's got what chromosome. It don't matter here who you love or what you wear, 'cause we don't care who's got what chromosome.
Do you like it?
Is she saying we don't care who's got what chromosome?
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty wild. For 1973, that's right? Very progressive.
It is.
Very progressive.
So is crying these cock-sucking tears.
Yeah, that's that's outrageous.
Outrageous.
The gardeners left. Maybe now someone will land a helicopter in the backyard. Maybe that's what we need. So your last song.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest debut albums of all time.
Uh-huh.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash from 1969. Who do you like better? Do you like Crosby, Stills, and Nash or Crosby, yeah. Stills, Nash, and Young?
Just Nash.
Just Nash.
Yeah.
End it right there.
Yeah.
Then Young comes in and...
I'm not a big Neil Young. That's a lie. I don't know.
I feel like they should have just stayed a threesome. Because I think once you brought him in, I think it just... let me look that up. Oh, some images are popping. So you chose, and this song was written for, we're so stupid.
Shit.
Oh. I had to look it up, but I should know it.
It'll come to me. But it was a breakup song. Or no, he was trying to win her back, I think. And he sang her this song, and she was just like, oh, that's so sweet, but nah.
Yeah, nice try. So stupid. Judy Collins. Her name's right there. I just couldn't pull her name. I kept thinking
her name's right fucking there.
I know, but I kept thinking Emmylou Harris, or I kept thinking Joni Mitchell.
I kept thinking Joni Mitchell.
I couldn't pull Judy Collins.
Wrong. Yeah.
So anyway, this is sweet.
Judy Blue Eyes.
But not W. I'm sorry.
What?
Not S. Easy.
What?
Everyone calm down. Everyone take a step back. Not S-W-E-E-T.
No.
Not sweet.
Not sweet.
Like sweetie.
Sweet.
Yes. Like hotel suite.
Hotel suite, yes.
: Judy Blue Eyes. There's going to be a little bit of editing here at the tail end of this show, even though I said there wouldn't be.
Yeah, the right one doesn't seem to be working.
Now it is. It's called Stereo.
It's getting to the point.
So great.
Where I'm no good anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
This used to be my like get ready in the morning song because I knew exactly how much time I needed to get ready.
And it's a 7 minute and 24
minutes?
Seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's your hype song.
It's my hype song. It's such a good song.
It is a great song. And the playout song today is also going to be from that album, a song of my choosing. But before we go, hopefully everyone out there, this episode is called Meet Mara, and I hope that you now feel like you know Mara.
I hope so.
A little bit. Prior to working at Trader Joe's, you worked at another grocery establishment.
I did, Whole Foods.
And you...
Hufu.
You did not like it.
Mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings.
I loved the job, But it was a toxic environment.
Okay. So you
it
left.
It was bad. I left. I walked out.
And then did you work anything between those two jobs?
I had an admin job mm-hmm. for a year. Exactly a year. They laid me off
okay.
on my hire date.
Okay.
So that's
because sucked. You weren't doing a good job?
No. They said because of money. But then I found out later from Brandon and I, who I was talking, whatever.
Yes. Brandon, whose
Why
birthday.
Why am I like stuttering right now?
I don't know.
I later found out that it had to do. So I guess the owner is pretty religious.
Okay.
And I mean, I've got a pentagram on my arm. I okay. wear shirts with like the devil on it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
apparently she didn't like my appearance. I also drew a lot of attention from the movers. Would be like, why does she get to dress like that? Like talking about like my shorts being too short or like my shirts being, I don't wear a bra, whatever. So I think it had to do with my appearance is what I was told later on by my friend Brandon.
Okay.
So
why couldn't they just take you aside and say, hey,
that's what I'm saying.
At work, we would like a little bit more of a corporate look.
Right?
We don't want to tell you what to wear, what not to wear, but if you could adhere a little bit more towards that, it would be it would be appreciated,
right? And I would have done it. Like I did a good job, and also like it was just me and Brandon in a tiny office all day. Like he would show up in his jammies, literally. Like no one else was around.
See, but they don't say anything to the man,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right. And Brandon still works there?
No, he got laid off too.
Oh, okay.
For different reasons.
Okay. For stealing.
And I was also a health insurance agent for
Brandon
a while.
Got laid off because he embezzled money.
Brandon did not embezzle money. But I was saying I was also a health insurance agent okay. for a minute.
Okay, and how was that?
That sucked.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
When you have a sucky job, you know, like immediately you're like, oh, I'm never going to like this.
No.
Like there's not one thing I like about this.
I just up and quit. Yeah, it was All terrible. Right. Anyway.
It's a great feeling to quit though.
It feels so good, so freeing,
liberating. Yeah.
So liberating.
I love it.
Especially just to walk out of a job. It's mm-hmm. like, fuck all y'all.
Yeah, later.
I'm out of here.
Where did Mara go? You know, where? What happened? Wasn't she?
That's what happened at Whole Foods.
So now
just
you're
disappeared.
but now you're entrenched in Trader Joe's until you find your next thing. Until you find your forever job, which is, what do you think it might be?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I really don't know.
All right. Well, that's okay.
I wish I knew.
Everyone wishes they
Hopefully
knew.
Not Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
No shade.
No, I know.
But
I
shade.
Get it. No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Some people are all in.
I am not all in.
And I'm all in because, I mean.
You are all in and you love
yeah,
it and you do a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what the job is. I know how to navigate the situations. I know who to avoid. I know who to hang out with.
Yeah.
And gotta be honest, 5 minutes from the house, it's kind of
so how can you beat it?
You
yeah.
can't beat it.
Yeah.
But I'm happy you're there.
I'm happy you're there.
Anytime a new person comes in that I click with, it's just a good thing for me.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's a good thing for them.
Oh, absolutely.
So
you're the one that brings everybody together.
Thank
and
you.
Anytime you're not at work, someone comes up to me and is like, does Pat have off today? Like, I miss him. And I'm like, me too.
Well, I mean, that's
it's
a good
not
feeling.
The same without you.
Well, that's very nice. And again, I only have you here to fish for compliments.
Obviously.
Okay.
All right, your song.
Now, with that, let me do a little promotion. You can follow Mara nowhere. She's not anywhere that you can find her or see her. You can see a photo of her on Art 19. So head over to the hosting site and take a peek. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. You can find us at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. We're on Facebook. And there's a website, rocksolidpodcast.com, which has not been updated for years. But there is still a ton of content there. So go over and check it out. And if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And you can win prizes and you can get bonus content. And I really appreciate all the Patreon supporters because today's episode, I think this was the first one I recorded with the brand new laptop and it went swimmingly well. And your money helps me to keep the show running with equipment like this because no one wants to get a laptop. Like when you all of a sudden have to get a new car because something fucked up or your laptop fucks up or your refrigerator stops working, no one wants to spend money on those things.
Absolutely not.
But I also never hear anyone say, my wife and I are going to go shop for a new refrigerator this weekend. Oh, did your old one break? No, we want an upgrade. Shut up. So anyway, that's where we're at. So Mara, mm-hmm. I'm happy to know you.
Aww.
I'm thankful that you're one of my besties. And with that, this is a sad song.
Oh,
this is maybe.
Why are we not going out with a banger?
Because this song is so good. And it's just like, it immediately, like, you're like, oh, it like just hits you.
Okay.
So from the same album, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, please enjoy Helplessly Hoping.
Oh,
I know, right?
My heart.
I know. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Pat.
Wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even.
You do a little talking.
Let's go, motherfuckers.
Oops.
Whoop.
Do a little talking.
I said, let's go, motherfuckers.
Great. All right, I'll lead you. It's so easy. It's okay. Just like being in the box.
Just a little different.
It's exactly like it's a little warmer.